Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone, May 7th, the Roman Show on this afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your lunch if you're listening to right now, and you are at lunchtime. Today we welcome World Series of Fighting strawweight champion Jessica Aguilar and the hardcore legend himself, Mick Foley, to the Roman Show, who will be in attendance in South Florida during his story comedic tour at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Follow me at RomanDH and interact with us throughout the show and after.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Five.
Guidance, sense.
Surgeon,
go. Light,
ECOM.
We're go. Light,
GNC.
We're go.
Telling you, go. Control,
go.
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 Go. FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go. Flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Welcome everyone. May 7th on The Roman Show. Mick Foley, the hardcore legend and WWE Hall of Famer, on the program today. Also, Jessica Jag Aguilar, who was at the GLAAD ceremony this weekend, hanging out with some very, very well-known athletes in New York City. And she will let us know a little bit about what's going on with her future in mixed martial arts and after. You know, at one point, she did consider acting. In fact, that's why she moved to Miami. Long story there about Jessica Aguilar and being an actress. Guys, make sure you subscribe to her YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. And we are very excited because, as I mentioned earlier today, we will be welcoming the hardcore legend himself, Mick Foley. I had the opportunity of seeing him live last year when he came to South Florida at the Coconut Grove Improv, or Miami Improv, which no longer is in that location and moved further south. But he returns this Sunday on Mother's Day, May 11th, with Tales from Wrestling Past, the national tour. He is going to let you know a little bit about what he went through in his wrestling career, some of the stories that he lived with, went through during his career as a professional wrestler. So make sure you get your tickets right now. You can find out information by visiting our website, theromanshow.com. Click on the Mick Foley article, and it will send you right to the proper link where to buy the tickets, and that is this Sunday, May 11th, at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, located at the 5700 Seminole Way in Hollywood, Florida. All right. First and foremost, let's talk some professional wrestling. First, I want to give a shout-out. If you're tense, if you have a lot of stress, your muscles are tight, and I personally work out a lot, and I tend to have a lot of my muscles cramping up. Well, one way you can help yourself is by giving yourself a massage. Now, there are a lot of places out there that offer you massage therapy, but there's only one place that I recommend. And why? Well, because I feel absolutely awesome every time I leave that place, and I feel brand new. In fact, it has me walking around like if I'm 15 all over again. Massages in Space is the place you need to go to get the proper care for your muscles and your body. And they're located at 1997 Southwest 1st Street. That's 1997 Southwest 1st Street. They will take care of you like you are gold. You can like them on Facebook. Just look them up, Massages in Space. Or you could visit their website, www.massagesinspace.com, or feel free to call them if you are in Miami, 305-962-4123. Trust me. Once they lay their hands on your body for about an hour, you are going to feel brand new, brand spanking new. Massages in Space, Roman Show.com is the website, 305-962-4123, 1997 Southwest 1st Street, right, really, really, really close to the Marlins ballpark. So, heck, you can set up an appointment, and then right after, head on to the ballgame. You can't go wrong with that. All right, folks. Turns out that word is that for the next pay-per-view payback, Daniel Bryan will be defending his title against Kane once again in a buried alive match. It's been a while since we've seen some of those. And this is a proper way of writing off Kane off WWE TV since he is scheduled to promote See No Evil 2 during the summer and into the fall. Also, it turns out that we might see a rematch between The Shield and Evolution once again. Or it could be that all of the guys could be splitting up and having singles matches amongst themselves. But yet, that is just word. Nothing is secure, nothing on the back, but that is just some of the rumors that are spreading out there. HBK, Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels explained the decision for the streak to be broken was made 4 hours before WrestleMania went on the air. He told this to Jim Ross on the Ross Report. Michael said Undertaker told him he would get a hold of him a few weeks after WrestleMania and give him an update on things. Mr. WrestleMania said Undertaker was pretty beat up after the match, as many reports have suggested. The two also talked about, and this is, again, what Michaels and Ross talked about in his podcast, the two also talked about who made the decision for the streak to end, and Michael said it was a call made by Vince McMahon, who he's certain had a clear idea and reason of wanting to end the streak on that night. Very important information there coming out of Shawn Michaels, just 4 hours. Now, we've heard the stories that only a handful of people knew the exact result. Some said the announcers didn't know. The referee didn't know. But was this a proper thing to do? Personal level, I think it was. I think it's great. Something fresh. And, you know, it left me shocked. I didn't expect it. So I thought it was cool. But you want to battle me? You think otherwise? Tweet me, at RomanDH. I want to hear your opinion. Was it a good mood? Good move on ending the streak. Guys, I want to invite all of you guys this Saturday, May 10th, at the Florida International University U.S. Century Bank Arena. CWF Maximum Force will be taking place. We gave away tickets. We're going to give up more tickets today, actually. Tweet us at the Roman DH in 4 words. Tweet why you want to go to CWF, the best response gets a free pair of tickets to CWF this Saturday. Meet and greet with great professional wrestlers like Matt Hardy, Carlito, Hurricane Helms, Sanjay Dutt, John Morrison. The list goes on and on. By the way, John Morrison and Sanjay Dutt will be in a battle for the title, and it will be a ladder match. Whew. When was the last time you saw a ladder match? It's been a while. And putting in two guys that are absolutely awesome, God knows what could happen. So CWF, Maximum Force, this Saturday, 5 p.m. We've been talking about it here on the show for a very long time, and the day has arrived. So get your tickets right now. CWF, Maximum Force. You can visit CWFcontinental.com for all of the updates and ticket sales. Whew. I cannot wait for that day. The Roman Show will also be out there. So say hello to myself and some of the crew. And smile for the camera, because we will be taking pictures of you guys. So I want to make sure you guys look good.
Attention baseball fans. The Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
This is Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. We're getting funky like a monkey right here with The Roman Show. Keep watching.
This is Carlito, and keep watching The Roman Show. Because that, my friends, that's cool.
It sure is cool. Thanks, Carlito, for that plug. He's going to be in action, CWF Maximum Force, this Saturday. Turning now to mixed martial arts. UFC 173's Jake Allenberger says Robbie Lawler, not Tariq Seferdeen, who was scheduled to fight, will bring out the best of him. The UFC welterweight Jake Allenberger can feel a difference in motivation as he prepares for UFC 173 against Robbie Lawler. Now, he was recently scheduled to contest Tariq Seferdeen at UFC 172. Now, Allenberger doesn't intend to disrespect Seferdeen and was training hard for the matchup, but when the former Strikeforce champion withdrew from his past month's event, the juggernaut was bumped to UFC 173 to face Lawler. Now, in an interview with MMA Junkie Radio, he said, "For me, there wasn't a lot to gain. I think with a guy like Seferdeen, it's like he may not be the most well-known guy, but he's definitely a tough fight. But he's a lot more appreciative of fighting Robbie Lawler. And Robbie Lawler, obviously, is coming off a close fight to Johnny Hendricks, although many beg to differ, but I personally think it was a close one, as he lost to Hendricks for the welterweight title, the vacant welterweight title, left by GSP, Georges St. Pierre. Fabio Maldonado will replace Junior Dos Santos and will face Stipe Miocic at the Ultimate Fighter Brazil 3 finale, which stinks because I wanted to see JDS in action, but got hurt. Kat Zingano has been cleared to train. Sarah Kaufman offered a tune-up fight. Anderson Silva has been cleared to train, and the UFC president Dana White says an end-of-year return would be great. So Anderson Silva is not quitting the octagon despite that gruesome injury that he had and despite others saying, hey, you know, might time to you hang up the boots. Nate Diaz has been complaining and whining about money. Well, he's out of the UFC rankings. He's no longer placed in the welterweight rankings anymore. He is gone. Does this mean that the UFC is not opening the doors to Nate Diaz? Well, we'll have to wait and see, as we have not heard a word or peep about Nate Diaz jumping inside the octagon, although there have been others who have been calling him out, but nothing yet from Diaz. SUFA is lobbying hard to pass a Florida bill. And this Florida bill, which is 808, as a journalist, we're here to be the watchdog. You know, we're here to watch what others aren't paying attention to, the public. You know, everyone has to take care of their stuff, whether it's their business or they're taking care of their family, supporting their family. You know, they got to take care of their stuff. And that's accepted. Well, we here are the eyes and ears for you, since you're too busy taking with your life. So that's why we're here. It's not the best job because many people hate us. In fact, the last I checked, we're up there with telemarketers. Either way, the UFC wants to pass, or wants Congress, Florida Congress that is, to pass its 808 bill. And their lobbying, which includes a hefty contribution to the Republican Governors Association, and they wrote a $2.5 million check to the current Florida governor's campaign, Rick Scott, which he is up for re-election this year in November. He's up against Charlie Crist. Chris Christie's from New Jersey, governor. So when they came down here earlier this year, not when they came for the whole Verdum and Brown fight, but earlier, like around January, they came in and they donated this money. Now, what exactly is this Bill 808? It basically means that the public, the journalists, won't have the opportunity of receiving information like ticket sales, fighter pay, so that won't be public anymore. That's what it is. Now, the reasoning behind this is because the disclosure of the total revenue of a promoter has amassed for a particular bout is an important provision because it removes a significant portion of the promoter's power during future negotiations by allowing the boxer to know, well, in this case, remember, they really stick to boxing here, but let's just change for our sake, the fighter to know exactly how much a bout is worth to the promoter, thus enabling a fighter to negotiate larger purses for himself. So in a sense, this gives a way of power to the promoter. Because now, since this stuff is not public anymore, a fighter can't go out there and say, hey, you know, you paid that guy $10 and I'm getting paid $5. You know, I have a better record than him. They can't do that anymore because it's not public. Is this right? Is this wrong? You've heard of the words, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But at the end of the day, you know, I have no say in this. It's really up to the legislatures out there up in Tallahassee to pass this. But it'd be pretty interesting, and some websites have given an eye on it. You know, they've mentioned that the Orlando Sentinel wrote something about it. The thing is that's very tricky here is that they did donate money to Rick Scott's campaign. So at the end of the day, I'd be curious to see if this thing's going to pass. I could tell you this much, though, and not for the UFC. I mean, they pay. It is what it is. And, you know, a lot of people out there, oh, well, you know, Floyd Mayweather this weekend made millions of dollars. I think he made like 14,000 something a minute. Fine. MMA's not there yet. But look, they get paid. All right. And they could get sponsorship, and it's not going to be instantly that they're going to get paid all this money. You know, maybe in the future they could come up with a cap like they have in the NFL, you know. But MMA is not at that level of Major League Baseball yet. That's what it's going to. And maybe they'll get there. Maybe soon. Sooner than later. A lot of promoters, these little rinky-dinky promoters out there, are going to get away with murder. Because now they can literally pay a dollar to a fighter and get away with it. They don't have to disclose anything. No one will know and no one will say anything. You see, here in Florida, we knew that some promoters were shady. We knew this. Not until the Roman Show put this stuff out there and brought the actual payroll to light did we send shockwaves. Because people talked about it, but there was no proof. There was no solid evidence. And we put it out there. Now, it's away from us. Because now we were able to bring to light how much these people were getting paid. Now, are the fighters doing something about this? Absolutely not. Which stinks, because I think that as local fighters, they should get together and stand together and have respect for themselves and say, look, if I'm going to fight, you know, I'm worth than tickets. I'm worth more than tickets. But get them in the sense that, look, if you love something, you're willing to do it for free. I get that. But, again, if you guys really wanted to, you would do it. You won't fight for the promotion. Says, okay, you want to pay me tickets? Fine, I won't fight there until you, me, and everyone else out here gets paid a proper price. Again, there was one local promoter here that actually paid him $100-$300. But you see, they agreed to it, so that's fine. But getting paid in tickets is ridiculous because at the end of the day, the fighter, sure, he gets his money off the tickets, but the promoter is going to double dip because, you know, they're bringing all these people. They got to buy their beers. They got to buy their shirts. They're making money and not paying the fighter anything. So that's just my opinion. I'm just bringing it to light. Just want to break that up. All right, guys. June 21st, Jessica Aguilar returns to action to defend her strawweight championship title for the first time. She won it down here in South Florida, and now she is traveling to none other than the fight capital world, Las Vegas. Hear what she has to say about fighting for the first time in the capital, the fight capital of the world, against a person who has never fought on U.S. territory.
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
All right, folks. On June 21st, the World Series of Fighting returns with WSOF 10 from Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, airing live on NBC Sports. And one young lady will be defending her strawweight championship title for the first time, none other than Jessica Aguilar, against Imi Fujino in Vegas. So right now, we have Jessica Aguilar right now on The Roman Show. Jess, thanks so much for joining us here on the show.
Thank you, Roman, for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Awesome, Jess. Well, let's talk about it. I mean, it's the first time that you fight in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas. How does it feel?
It's amazing, you know. It's a great opportunity, and I just can't wait. You know, it's I'm staying busy and in Vegas, so that's pretty cool. I'm really excited.
Now, what can you tell us about Fujino? She's coming off a loss, and it's the first time that she is fighting out of Japan. It's the first time she's leaving the country to fight outside. So, first, what can you tell us about your opponent, and do you think that you have an advantage knowing that the fact that she's not fighting in Japan, so she's going to have to deal with the time difference?
Well, you know, I think, she's a tough opponent. She has a pretty well-rounded game. And, I don't think that I have an advantage. I mean, yeah, you could say that, you know, she's never traveled to the U.S., so maybe the jet lag and the hours will be a factor. But I think she'll be fine. You know, I think they'll give her enough time to, you know, to catch up on that. And I'm sure she's going to have a good time fighting here in the U.S. I'm welcoming her, actually. And, I'm sure she's going to have a good time.
You know, you've experienced that. You fought overseas. How do you adjust going to another place and the time difference comes into play? How soon do you start preparing your body?
You know, they always fly me down with a week in advance, and it's all in your mind. You know, there's a science behind it. I'm sure she has a group of coaches like I have. Here at American Top Team. And, they know how to, they've been here in the U.S. before, and they know how to handle that time difference. So I'm sure she's going to be okay.
And any advantage you have the fact that she's coming off a loss?
No, you know, again, it's just training hard, preparing, and going after what you want, and we'll see what happens at the end of the night.
Well, so far...
But, obviously... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I said, but obviously my goal is to defend my title.
Well, 2014 has definitely has been treating you very, very well. You started off winning the title in January. You also won a medal in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu over here in Boca Raton. And you were also invited to the GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation event in New York. So it's been good for you, 2014. Tell us about heading over to GLAAD, the event in New York City. I saw you took some pictures there with some gay and lesbian athletes. One of them, Darren Young, who is an athlete for the World Wrestling Entertainment. So how was that experience, and how did it come about?
Yeah, you know, 2014 has been amazing, and I continue to keep this busy, you know, schedule. WSO has been awesome to me. I've been training jiu-jitsu, too. I just won the IBJJ gold medal there. And I've been staying busy with the community, too. I've been visiting the Miami Children's Hospital. I've been involved, like I was invited to the 25th anniversary of Vlad Media Awards. It was an incredible experience, you know. I was walking the red carpet with Boy George and like you said, some top athletes, you know, WWE star Darren and so many others. It was an amazing experience, and you know, I have a friend that lives in New York, and actually he's Omar Shaffer Jr. And he contacted me, and he invited me for the GLAAD Awards. So I was honored, and you know, it was an amazing experience.
Now, did you win?
Go ahead. It was an honor to represent. It was an honor to be there representing my sport and representing who I am, and amongst, you know, big stars. It was really an incredible experience.
Did you have, like, a shock, you know, seeing some of these guys that you probably have seen on TV but never met them in person?
No, you know, it's not a shock. I was just having fun, enjoying the moment. You know, I had an incredible night. It was an amazing experience.
Now, knowing that you're Mexican descent, Jessica, I was reading about you that one dream of yours would be to fight in Mexico and that you would like to come out to a live mariachi band. That's pretty neat in itself. How did that come about?
Well, that's the tradition, you know, Mexico. It's the tradition of mariachis. It's either a mariachi band or one of my somebody's famous, you know, that sing that can come out singing to a song that I like. So it's just proud of my culture, proud of where I came from, my parents, and you know, I that's one of my goals is to fight in Mexico and to get another victory where I'm from, where my mother and my father are from, and my culture, and where my story came from.
And speaking of what Mexico, over here in January when you won the title, actor Danny Trejo, who plays Machete, he was there in person watching your fight. How was that feeling? You know, you win the title and you have a big star like Machete, you know, giving you a hug right after.
Like I said, you know, it was another amazing experience. It was cool. You know, I just soak every experience up and enjoy it, you know. So it was cool. It was fun, and it was a big day for me as well.
So knowing them,
You know, the day that night that I won my world title, my first world title, was another day like the GLAAD Media Awards this weekend. It's something that I'll never forget, that I'm very proud of, and that I like to represent. So those are some dates that I will never forget.
And Jessica, you've had your fair share in acting. Knowing that you met Trejo, any word of possibly making an appearance in a movie? We've seen other MMA superstars make an appearance, one of them being Junior Carano, and then also on the male side as well. The GSP was in the Captain America movie. How about you, Jessica? Any chance that we'll get to see you on the
big screen? Yeah, you know, that's in my future plans right now. I'm really focused on my career, which is fighting right now for the moment and defending my title June 25th and WSOF 10 in Vegas, the Hard Rock. So right now I'm focused on my career, but of course that's in future plans, and you will see me with Mr. Danny Trejo one day in the movie. So you know, but not right now. My focus is on my career, my fighting career first, and all of that will come after after más tarde, later on in my career.
Now, if you do get to be on one of these movies, any chance that we're going to get you in an action scene or a drama? What type of acting do you like?
Anything, comedy, drama, anything. drama, you know, it'll be in any scene, but I'm sure that we'll follow up again, and you guys all know, and we'll have fun, and I hope you have the same support I do in my MMA career.
Great. Well, I'll make sure to be warming up the popcorn to catch you in the big screen after you defend that title. Maybe watching you on the big screen. Well, Jess, thanks very much. Check her out live June 21st. She defends her title, her strawweight title, for the first time at WSOF 10. June 21st, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, live on NBC Sports. Thanks, Jess.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose's Heroes. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose's Heroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose's Heroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose's Heroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
This is the Secretary of Offense, Frankie Kazarian, and I'm the Ring General, Christopher Daniels. Together, we're known as Bad Influence, and when we're not inspiring children across the world, we like to watch The Roman Show, and now you are too.
When in Rome, watch The Roman Show.
Indeed you are. You're hearing The Roman Show on May 7th. You heard from Jessica Aguilar, who'll be in action June 21st. Well, guys, Mick Foley will be in town May 11th. But want to remind you, CWF May 10th, the day before, will be at FIU U.S. Century Bank Arena. For a reasonable price, you can see phenomenal wrestling live. Guys like Carlito, Hurricane Helms, Matt Hardy, Chris Masters. The list goes on and on. Robbie E. from TNA Impact Wrestling. It's going to be a great night, and I'm really, again, looking forward to seeing in person Sanjay Dutt versus John Morrison in a ladder match. Who would ever thought that in Miami? It's coming back, folks. Some really respectable independent wrestling returns to South Florida this Saturday night. So make sure you head on over to FIU this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. with a meet and greet. And then the show kicks off at 6 p.m. CWFcontinental.com to get tickets. Well, guys, I want to remind everyone we have some great interviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201 with Within Reason and also Lacuna Coil. So check that out and subscribe today. Wanted to mention, we heard there the plug of the Marlins, and the Marlins are kicking butt 16-5 at home. They have been 8-2 in the last 10 games. If you haven't gone to a Marlins game this season, go now. Support the team. They're kicking butt. They've had the last 10 games, the best 10 games in Major League Baseball. These guys are for real. They're having fun. You can see it. They're young. They're exciting. Check out Jose Fernandez, Giancarlo Stanton, and everyone else at Marlins Ballpark. In fact, they're in action right now as we speak against the Mets. They've been kicking the Mets' butt, and it might continue today, too, as the Marlins are playing them right now as we speak. In fact, it's tied up 0-0 right now, but they're half a game in first place, and the Marlins are doing very well, man. Second place in the NL Eastern Division, who would have thought? So right now, if the playoffs were to take place, guess what? The Marlins will be there. So go out and support the Fish. Well, Mick Foley, as I stated, returns to South Florida this Sunday, Mother's Day. Take your mom, take your baby mamas, whatever you got, and have a good time by laughing of some of the tales that Mick Foley has to tell you. That's this Saturday, the Fort Lauderdale Improv. Check theromanshow.com for more information on how to purchase tickets. Very affordable. Check that out as we welcome the hardcore legend for the first time on The Roman Show. I am very, very, very excited. Don't move.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
All right, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in to The Roman Show. Right now, it's a true honor to have this gentleman here on The Roman Show. He will have a world tour that returns here to South Florida, Fort Lauderdale Improv, Hard Rock, Old Town Casino in Hollywood, 7 p.m. is the start time, May 11th on Mother's Day. Now, it is a true honor to have the hardcore legend, WWE Hall of Famer, author, now comedian. Mick, am I missing anything else?
Humanitarian.
There you go, humanitarian.
philanthropist. I'm throwing that in as a lighthearted comment, but I do try to help out where I can.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mick Foley on The Roman Show, who's having returning back here to South Florida for his Mick Foley World Tour. Mick, we saw you down here not too long ago. You were in Miami. I had the pleasure to actually see you out there in life. Great performance, great act. And then you were also in Fort Lauderdale, so you're turning out there again. What is it about South Florida coming out here and perform your comedy act?
It's a great part of the country. You know, I've always had a nice following there. I remember wrestling in Fort Lauderdale on Halloween as far back as 1990. So I've always enjoyed it, and that Hard Rock setup is tremendous. And I was heading to Florida anyway, and I made a phone call to my agent. Hey, can we do that improv again by the Hard Rock? And he made it happen. So apparently, you know, we did a nice enough job last time to be invited back.
That is just awesome. And it's a Mother's Day, so make a good Mother's Day gift to take out.
Oh, it's a great way to show your mother you care.
Good laugh and a couple of drinks. Mick, your comedy act, people are going to expect something different when you come down here. For those who have not seen it or they ever.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, for people who saw the last show, they can expect it to be, I may include one story just because it's become like my greatest hit. But the rest of it will be all new observations and stories from the road and, there's the Q&A at every town, and that opens up the door for entirely new stories as well. So I'm counting this being an almost completely new show.
Yeah, I remember last time there was a guy that saw you in Fort Lauderdale and then came to Miami, and he was all happy about it, and you even asked himself, right, it's not the same show, and he definitely agreed to it.
Oh, yeah, I go out of my way, even if I'm performing in two shows in the same venue, I'll make sure that it's not the same show. So I've had 30 years of stories to tell. And so I'll sit back and I'll say, okay, what happened to me here? You know, what happened to me in this city? What's interesting that I can talk about? Then I'll work on it and develop it. And it might not be as sharp as a story that I've worked on for months, but I think people appreciate the individuality I bring to each show.
And Mick, in your act, I know you mentioned a lot of guys. One of them that really comes to my head is the DDP story. And you guys, when you go out there and check them out on May 11th, hopefully you get a chance to say that story. But do you warn guys that you're going to tell these stories in your act?
warn who, the audience?
No, the guys that you mentioned in there.
Guys, I'm telling them about. Well, you know, DDP is an incredibly good sport. He's actually been on hand when I've told that story. He was actually on hand the first time I told that story. So he's an incredibly good sport, and it was only because the story went over so well that I decided to continue telling it, and I would usually use an assistant who would play the role of DDP. If I'm not mistaken, last time I was in Fort Lauderdale, I used a lovely young lady, which added an entirely new element to that story.
Yeah, I remember that, and I really like to say something about it, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Now, you're no stranger performing in front of the audience. How have you adapted to the whole comedy and then to the wrestling? I mean, what are the differences there? Obviously, it's more homey, more roomy when it comes to a comedy act, and it's just you and the rest of the folks out there listening to you. But the first time that you hit the stage, did you feel some butterflies?
Well, you know, not at first, because I'd been used to speaking at colleges. I'd done probably 50 colleges over the course of 6 or 7 years. And so I thought, hey, I'll treat it like a college. But these venues are not like, you know, colleges. They're different. Even though I'm a storyteller and not a joke teller, I think there's still an emphasis on creating laughs. And so my laugh may not... the huge laugh I get at minute 45 might be set up at minute 5. So I'm allowed the luxury of, setting a pace and kind of taking people on a journey, as opposed to, a joke-telling comic who may only be up on stage for a limited number of time, or as opposed to a guy in a wrestling show who has to make his points in that particular segment and then leave the rest of the show to others. So I have a freedom to create that, that I would never have on our WWE show.
And Mick, how often how much do you prepare for these acts? I mean, I know of comedians that sometimes they're just sitting there in the bathroom and they come up with a joke, or in your case, tell a story. How do you write this stuff? How many months
That's
in advance
the key
do you write
to
it?
You try to have something on a writing implement with you at all times in case a joke gets you. More often than not, I'm not carrying something, and I hope I remember it. So I've probably forgotten far more good things than I've remembered. But I remember enough to give people a good show. And I think as anyone who's seen the show will testify, I tend to outperform people's expectations. They come in, they don't know what to expect, and they leave with a big smile on their face.
And Mick, we know that you voiced your opinion about your relationship with the WWE, but any chance that maybe in the future we can get a Mick Foley 1 hour special on the WWE network about your tour? I think it'd be great. You know, you got HBO, you got all these comedians and Showtime. Why not Mick Foley?
All it takes is the right person to actually go to the show. It seems like a natural, I've asked, and I know I understand they're busy. It would seem like a really natural thing. I have no other answer. It's a natural. It should be done. It would be easy to accomplish. They haven't sent somebody to. they haven't sent somebody in a decision-making capacity to see the show.
And in the meantime, are we going to get a chance possibly to purchase it on DVD of one of your shows that you record?
No, because in the next year, it will be a special somewhere. Be nice if it was on WWE Network. But I'm going to start putting out bits and pieces of stuff I did on the last tour, which was the Tales from Wrestling Past tour, so people get an idea what that show was like. And who knows, maybe I will put out a full-fledged DVD, because by the time I do a special, it will not, it will be new. The stories are new now, so the Tales from Wrestling Past tour could very easily come out as a DVD at some point.
Got to ask you some wrestling questions here. Who swung the chair the hardest when you wrestled in the WWE or ECW? Who was the one that hit you the hardest?
Remember, let's make it clear, WWE doesn't use chairs to the head anymore, and mm-hmm. rightfully so.
Unfortunately.
But Terry, I'd say The Undertaker, he could, with a chair to the back, given his long wingspan, could literally, bring numbness to your toes with the power of one of his chair shots.
Wow. How about The Rock? I remember that infamous match that you had with him. You had the one where there was no one in the arena, and then you had the one where he hit you with, I have no idea how many shots.
yeah, those are some rough matches. But last night we were watching the WWE Countdown on the WWE Network, where they ranked me and The Rock in their top 10 tag teams of all time. And my family watched, and we just laughed the whole time because we created so much humor on the show in a very organic fashion.
You know, you mentioned the network. I myself was watching it yesterday. I was seeing the Edge special when you come out. And I remember you mentioning how you saw Edge and how he had lost to Cena, I think it was the title. And then you came along and said, I got to give this guy a chance. So you wrestled him in WrestleMania in that memorable match where he speared you onto the flaming table. But it just goes to show you, Mick, that you were there to help someone out there to get to the next level.
Well, I believe I also got paid, so so let's not give me too much credit. And he was clearly a guy that was, you know, just needed to take a tiny step to that next level, and I happened to be there, you know, to help him. But he was going to take it anyway. But wrestling, you try to. Try to give to others because I know when I was in that spot, there were others ready to give to me.
Any chance, Mick, that we can see you in action anytime soon?
No. I consider these. No more. Maybe the 40th year WrestleMania Old Timers Battle Royal. but I cannot have a wrestling match. So that's what's wonderful about doing these shows. I go to the improv. I get, you know, my hour and 15 minutes to kind of take people on a journey, and as a result, I get to feel the way I used to feel when I was in the ring. Except when it's done, I do the meet and greet and get some sleep instead of going to the emergency room. So the post show meet and greet, which is included with the ticket. And offers, you know, photo ops free of charge, has taken the place of late night emergency room visits.
And you can't beat that. Now, but do you occasionally train, though?
Train my body?
Just your body itself, yeah. I mean, I'm sure. When was the last time you stepped and actually took some bumps?
Took some bumps? I can't. No, I got to stress this.
You're done.
I cannot physically wrestle ever again.
But
so it's not like I can go out there. Yeah, no, I can't. It's a doctor's orders.
But you do train
so the
physically.
The dumbest thing I could do is, like, go ahead.
You do train physically, though, for yourself?
Occasionally. Occasionally.
Wow, Nick, you definitely have had a wonderful career and to share these stories. Now, I got some questions here from some of our followers. Daryl Allen, he wants to know, how important is a referee to a match and in the storyline?
A referee is one of those things that you don't fully appreciate until you don't have a good one with you. So he ends up being important in doing the little things. It's an art and it's a talent, and WWE has some really good ones.
Jay here wants to know, who's your favorite NXT wrestler?
Oh, my favorite NXT wrestler was Paige. Now she's moved on to the big leagues, and I see big things coming from Bo Dallas as well.
Ramirez Andres wants to know, how did you come up with the whole Bang Bang?
Bang Bang was a off-the-cuff tribute to the B-52 song Love Shack.
Yeah.
It just came out of nowhere after I dropped an elbow.
And then after here, I have Oliver Sanchez. He wants to know, how often do you travel overseas to see the lady you sponsor? I don't know what the heck you meant by that, Dick.
How often do I do what?
Do you travel overseas to help others?
Oh, the kids that I sponsor?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I've been able to visit the kids I sponsor in Mexico, Philippines, and Sierra Leone. And so I'm probably due for probably due for a trip. There was some years I didn't really hear the WWE, and my wife and I were able to get back by building schools in those countries.
Wow,
so we've kind of left a lasting legacy.
So see, we could add that philanthropist title in there then, humanitarian.
Feel free to. Yeah.
Mick, I want to thank you so very much for taking your time and speaking to us here. Mick Foley's World Tour will hit Fort Lauderdale Improv at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida at 7 p.m. May 11th on Mother's Day. Do not miss it. So you said the meet and greet is after the show, not before the show?
Meet and greet will be after the show, yes, that's correct.
Wonderful, Mick. Well, thank you so very much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just if you're on the fence, give it a chance. It'll be better than you think. And for the solo guys out there, you will not be alone. you'll feel like part of a family once you get there.
Yeah, because I was going to say that this is not just for wrestling fans. Other people that have no clue about wrestling, they'll get a good laugh.
Oh, yeah. They end up having a really good time. It's usually the girlfriend or the wife. And they're counting on, not only are they not counting on having a good time, they're counting on holding this evening over the heads of their significant other for some years to come. And at the 10-minute mark, they realize, that won't be possible because they're having plenty of fun.
Thank you, Mick. Mick, can you do me a big favor?
All right, folks, there you have it. Mick Foley on The Roman Show talking about his comedy show this Sunday, Mother's Day in South Florida. Well, with that being said, that pretty much wraps up today's show. We will catch you next week here on The Roman Show as we welcome Pablo Alfonso, who will be fighting Cody Bollinger for the number one contendership for the bantamweight title that belongs to Marlon Morales at the World Series of Fighting number 11. Till next time, remember, subscribe, youtube.com/rroman0201.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes up on that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.